Welcome back to another edition of Product Watch. I'm Scott McLeod, Associate Publisher of Flagstick Golf Magazine, flagstick.com, and Ontario Golf News. For 2017, TaylorMade Golf will be introducing the TP5 and the TP5X Golf Ball. This is their premium product that will see play on tour by their staff professionals and is targeted at the better player or the player trying to get the most performance out of their golf game. We recently made a trip to Florida and caught up with Eric Loper, the Director of Product Development Golf Ball R&D at TaylorMade Adidas Golf, to talk about the benefits of the new product and what it's all about.
TaylorMade's pretty excited about launching two new golf balls.
This is a big moment for us. It really is. And it's a big moment because the TP5X and the TP5, they're noticeably different. They're not measurably as important. Because that's what it takes for us to say we're better. What's really the most significant is when they're noticeably better. And the TP5 and the TP5X are based on our five-layer construction platform because it's a platform that enables us to decouple wedge spin from driver and iron spin.
Now, was the Penta the first one?
Okay. So a little history, and this is where about 10 years ago we launched the TP Red LDP, and that's the first ball that made us realize that our tour players really value their iron performance. It's not always about maximizing your iron performance, which I think back in those days it was like, how high could we get our iron spin up? But that ball had a reduction in iron spin that made us realize that with that reduction in spin, they're getting better performance with their irons. And then we launched the Penta TP, which is our first five layer. And what that ball did is it maintained the driver and iron performance of the TP Red LDP, but gave us more and more greenside control. And every model that we've had from that point was focused on giving the players more and more wedge spin while maintaining this, which is important. But based on the feedback that we have from the tour players, that, you know, we're good around the green. This ball is one of the softest on the PGA Tour, and we're very happy with the performance around the green. So that made us, forced us to rethink this. Like, what can we do to maintain greenside control and really make a difference with your driver and irons?
Yeah.
But it's all based off the five-layer construction. So with the TP5X and TP5, both are five layers, which is different because last year with our Tour Preferred X, we had a five-layer construction.
Right.
And then the Tour Preferred, which was four. And the big difference between the TP5X and the Tour Preferred X, the previous version, is that this golf ball, what the player's going to see is it's going to launch a little bit higher with less spin. They're not going to see less spin, but it's going to have a lot less spin. They're going to reach a very similar iron launch window so that the ball's going to land soft. But the way we're getting there is a lot different than what some other companies are doing with, let's say, low launch, higher spin.
Right.
They're using spin to get to that peak, but that creates a lot of drag and has severe distance consequences. So our ball is going to launch higher, lower spin, less drag. You know, just to give you a frame of reference, the TP5X compared to the Pro V1X with a 5-iron shot, at peak, at the same starting speed, is going to offer about 3.3 miles per hour more velocity at peak, and that's how we're getting our distance gains. And these distance gains aren't 1 to 2 yards. We're talking half to full club length gains for the PGA Tour players, for our Tour players, and for the consumers, because we've gone out and we've tested, you know, are we still going to see these gains? Is it still going to be noticeable? And in some cases with the average players, we're seeing even more.
And you mentioned last night a little bit about the core size and the difference that why don't you tell me a little bit about that and why that makes a difference?
Obviously it's based on the five-layer platform, but they're significantly different. I mean, for us to achieve this level of performance, something has to be different. And what we've done on the TP5X is we have a tri-fast core. We start with a very soft, larger inner rubber core that really is designed to create less spin. That's what that inner core does. And then the two additional layers increase the velocity. We're packing on speed with those two layers. If the golf ball didn't have those two layers, then the golf ball certainly wouldn't offer acceptable driver speeds. So it's the tri-fast core, and the tri-fast core is responsible for the distance gains we're seeing. And then we have the dual spin cover, which is the soft cast urethane cover that checks up around the green.
Yeah, so you can give the players still that soft feel, the spin, the control that they already had before, but now they get the extra yardage.
Yeah, absolutely. And the tour players are extremely excited. It actually, one takeaway from our tour testing was these guys get excited about distance gains too. I actually was surprised because we just saw DJ. How far was he hitting his driver?
Like 342 or
something.
Yeah,
I mean, so a guy like him, he's already hitting it this far.
Yeah.
hey, I'm getting even more.
Sure.
And I think the side benefit of how we're changing that trajectory and giving more distance is this ball is going to be even better into the wind. It's going to be a little bit straighter. That's what we heard from Rom earlier. It's like it's going to be straighter and it's going to be more. It's going to be more consistent into the wind.
From a consumer level now, I mean, obviously, you know, you're going to impress people with whatever you have available. I hear there's going to be an aggressive seeding program. As far as the consumer, you know, trying to win them over from any particular brand, you know, how hard is that? And do you believe that there's enough technology here to bring them over?
Yeah, that's a good question, because that's ultimately what we're aiming for, is to get people to switch permanently. So we have a very aggressive seeding plan, like you mentioned. And it's our campaign is we're gonna have people trial it with the story. So every person or consumer that receives a sample is they're gonna understand what this ball can do for them. But ultimately, it's gonna be up to them. And we feel like when they start playing it, just based on all of the feedback from the players using it internally, is they're gonna see that difference, and then they're gonna come back. So it really comes down to the performance of the product.
Yeah.
Are they gonna see those gains? Yeah. Yes, they will. And they're gonna Yeah.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about TB5 versus TB5X? What are the differences that players would see when they go and play the golf balls, and why would they choose one over the other?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, the TB5X and TB5 are based on the five-layer platform. The TB5X is going to feel a little bit firmer. It's designed for a player that wants a more solid-feeling golf ball. It's 90 compression. But there's definitely a consumer out there that likes a softer-feeling golf ball. So the TB5 is designed to get excellent driver and iron distance gains, but it's going to feel softer around the green. It's 83 compression. So it really comes down to, are you a player that likes softer feel or more solid feel?